Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another exclusive podcast. I wanted to play you a very short clip from an Australian health official. Listen carefully.
Urge people to be vaccinated, but a key message also is just because you're vaccinated, you can still get infected and be infectious.
Okay, got that one. So you can still, even though you've had the in the vaccine, you can still transmit the virus and you can still suffer from the virus. And that makes complete sense to me. And it explains a headline which is circulating in the media as well today, namely that 4,000 Massachusetts residents who were fully vaccinated against COVID-19 have tested positive for the virus, health officials say. Now, naturally, the media wants to instantly play this down and say it's only a teensy-weensy percentage, but here's the deal. If the vaccine does that which the politicians and the media say, how could 4,000 people who have been fully vaccinated, how could they test positive for the virus? Might it be that the vaccines don't do what the politicians and the media say? Might it be that the testing regime itself is deeply and profoundly flawed? I mean, both those things are possibilities, aren't they? The reality is, though, that the government and the media class have always been spinning it along the lines of, but if you get the double jab, that's it, you're sorted. You can go on holidays, you can do what you want. You will be as safe as can be. The manufacturers have never said that. AstraZeneca, Pfizer, Moderna, they've never claimed that the purpose of the vaccine is to give you immunity. The purpose of the vaccine is to ameliorate the worst excesses of the symptoms. That means that because you won't get the really bad symptoms, like the likelihood is you won't have to go into hospital. So it also can be argued that it cuts hospital admissions. But that's as far as it goes. All this nonsense about, but they can absolutely stop you getting it and definitely stop you transmitting it. It's nonsense. The manufacturers do not claim that. That's politicians. Now, why would politicians wish to give you that impression? Unless they wanted to encourage as many of you as possible to stampede into the vaccination booths. Why would they want you in those vaccination booths, having the largely experimental gene therapy? Why would they want that, do you think? Why would the media go along with that? Might it be to do with the fact that the government is transferring hundreds of millions of your taxes into advertising revenues in the media, thus keeping the media afloat and thus keeping the media fully purchased for the use of the political class? Might that be the case? As I say, there we have a health official in Australia making it clear that the vaccination does not mean you can't transmit it, and it doesn't mean that you won't catch it. The evidence from Massachusetts shows that many thousands of people who have been double vaccinated have still caught it, which is actually, to be fair, that's consistent. But that's not the message that the political class are putting out there. And I think we need to ask some very hard questions about what the politicians are doing, and probably more importantly, why are they doing it? Thank you very much for listening.